Welcome to the show. This is your host, David Yanis, and you are listening to Midwatch with the Rev. My friends, I am sorry about that. We were trying to get a show on that was pre-recorded that we could play last Friday's show because we thought it was a good show. And unfortunately, the players got stuck and froze. So I am going to just take this right now and just make this happen. You are listening to Midwatch. This is your host, David Yanis, and I am the Rev. Our address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. I don't know how long this player was stuck, but I know we loaded a program for you really quick. And maybe that's what happened. It's just sometimes these computer things freeze, correct? Well, anyway, I want to tell you thank you for tuning in. I want to tell you that we're going to have a good show today. We're not going to take the full hour. We'll probably just take this half hour and get some material out for you. We try and keep to the 3 o'clock time frame that we like shutting down the show and letting another program come on behind us. So we're going to see what we're going to do today. I want to tell you that we thought the video was good yesterday. We shot Midwatch, our first pilot for the television and for the church and for everything that we're trying to get going over there. And unfortunately, the sound did not come out. So, yep, we're going to have to record that again. We're going to have to make that happen one more time. And it's okay. We're gonna be able to get it done, and we're gonna be able to see things going. But I'm gonna tell you right now, it is a blessed day. We're here on a Friday with only a few more hours left till the weekend for many of us, and for those that have to work this weekend, well, praise God, so do I. Sunday is my work day as well. I do the church service and everything else, and I have radio shows tonight that I got to get up on the air. So to me, it's not really that big deal. I've always worked retail. Always had a weekend off, weekend on, or worked every weekend when I was working as a younger man and working for different types of retail stores. So anytime you work in retail, you're going to have to work the weekend. And it's very rare that you get a weekend off. You get a midday. And I got used to having the midweek type days off and stuff. Wednesday is probably my favorite days off. But now that I do the church stuff, not too much is my favorite days off because I got to work at night. But I'm always working. I'm always doing something. I'm always involved in something. If I'm not recording, I'm writing. And if I'm not writing, I am out doing other things. I still do real estate, even though the market looks crazy. Looks really crazy out there. I'm still doing that. That way, you know, do my tent making, as they call it. As Apostle Paul did in the Word of God. I don't know about this new term they have, a vocational pastor. I don't know about that. I don't know if I'm a vocational pastor or not. I've always worked. So it doesn't matter that if you don't get your income from the church itself, that's fine. But they have a new thing called vocational pastor and all. So I just thought I'd let you know about that. And I think that every one of us tend to do some type of work, whether you're getting direct sources from the ministry or you're not. We're on Chat Tango, and we are on the bottom of your browser. If you want to talk with me, you can talk with me. It is not that big of a deal. We wanted to get some questions in. Had a prayer request. I'm going to go get that uploaded in a second. And we're going to pray for her. She wanted us to pray for her. And we're going to read some of the prayer requests for you. And we're going to get that pulled up. Let me see if I can get that pulled up while we are on the air right now. But my friends, just want to encourage you on this Friday that you're actually hearing us live from our station. We're going to start the next phase in our ministry, which is actually getting our whatchamacallit put together. Our television station. I'm sorry. Just thought about something. I thought about Dana's show last night. Last night, Dana's show didn't come on, and I've been waiting for an email for him. I think something's here, but I'll read this. I'll read it afterwards because it's weird for him to ever miss a spot. He's never really ever missed a spot. But anyway, basically, I didn't get the email he sent me. Let me respond to him. But I tell you what, my friends, God is good. God is good and good things. Today's our topic on relationships. And actually, I just finished a book that I thought that was really good. And the title of the book and the name of the book I'll have for you hopefully soon. I don't see where I placed it and stuff, but it's somewhere here on my desk underneath all this things that we call paperwork and work. And I think I know where I left it and on the other desk down the ways. But let me continue to talk. When we go to a commercial, I'll be back with that book. Now, I want to tell you, okay, there, got the watchman, got him, gave him that. Anyway, praise God, we are good, we're here, we're trying to see things happen, but yes, we're starting the next phase of the ministry, which is actually the television phase, and the reason I haven't really dived into it is because you are required to have a little bit more information, a little bit more things happening. As far as a little bit more, it takes more time to put TV together than it does radio. Pretty much on radio, I can plug up anywhere. I have an internet connection and do a show. Not necessarily that we do that. We usually do it out of the station, but I do a lot out of the auxiliary station just because it's closer to where I'm at and where I'm running around stuff. And it's a quick setup that we have that we can do a quick show. But we have the station itself, where we actually do the recording studio, the studio itself, and then the station runs. So it's real easy to do audio. But the video is a whole other course, a whole other thing. And I know video pretty well. I've shot video for many years. And I just want, because I've shot video for many years, I'm very particular in how the look needs to be, the format and stuff. So on Tuesday nights, you're going to be able to hear a show. It's going to be pre-recorded because it's doing it live right now. It's just a little difficult, but I may be able to get it going live once we have the station built. Because when we have the station built, I can get an internet connection where we can stream it directly and do the entire show from our studio there. So it'll be Tuesday nights and Thursday nights. At 7 o'clock, we're going to be having the show playing. So I haven't really figured out how we're going to do some things, but it's going to be kind of like a recap of what our shows were the past during the week with also some new information and stuff we're going to try and do some really cool stuff on it. So I encourage you to keep going back to the website, revmedianetwork.com. But I know that we have different things available there. I want to also let you know that MidwatchWithTheRev.com and RelationshipSeries.com are being rebuilt right now, so you're not going to see them anymore on the archives. We're going to build a whole new archives stuff, but right now I'm backlogged on websites, and I am trying to get the current one that I'm working on. There's three that I put up that still need a lot of maintenance. I haven't had the time because of the everything else we're doing. So we're just really busy right now. We're really trying to get some things going. And trying to make some things happen. And so we're trying to get things going, trying to make things going. And it's just we're not getting where we need to get as far as time-wise. I need more workers. I know every pastor says that. I need more workers. I know that a lot of people don't realize that it takes a lot of time to put a website together. It takes a lot of time to maintain it and to run it and to make things happen. So if anyone understands that, the issues of trying to get something together, I do. Sometimes you have a heart and a mind and you want to get things going so much for God, and then you just have to put it together. You just have to make things happen. But I want to be faithful to the show, is try and get a show out today, even though we did record something the other day so we could play, but the player went down. So anyway, let me put a commercial on real quick. I'm going to find that book and I'll be right back. Thank you for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. Please stay tuned. We'll have something going in a few minutes.
Hey.
Have you ever felt that you let God down in the way you handled your dating or marriage relationships? How about the deja vu feeling that you had the same bad experience before, but you can't help repeating what you know doesn't work? Emotions about our relationships are constantly shifting from highs to lows. If we know that we are not in the right relationship, we still try to convince ourselves of our partner otherwise. Sometimes that convincing leads us away from God, Christian friends, family, and the church. Does this describe you? And if it does, do you ever wonder if all your rationalizations and poor choices have exceeded the limits of God's patience with you so that you are almost out of grace? If so, my friends, I have written this book for you. The title of my new book is Almost Out of Grace. This book will be a blessing in your life. You can pick this book up anywhere books are sold. Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, anywhere books are sold. You can also pick it up at my website, RevMinistries.com, for $12. Also, AlmostOutOfGrace.com, you can go there and there's a link there as well to purchase the book. If you want to preview the chapters, if you want to know more about the book and why I wrote the book, visit AlmostOutOfGrace.com. You can get through there through RevMinistries.com, or you can go straight to AlmostOutOfGrace.com and you'll be able to see why this book came into existence and how it came into existence through radio shows. God bless you. Please purchase the book anywhere books are sold, or you can write us at P.O. Box 5172. Send us a check, money order. We also take credit card, and if you want to call in at 888-241-0766.
Hey, man, and welcome back to the show. We're going to have to edit that last noise. The microphone kind of took a dive to the ground there. So please edit that. Well, anyway, we're talking about relationships today, and we're going to go ahead and play our music that we usually do and try and get some of this stuff going for you. But I want to talk about the book that I just finished reading. I think it's a good read. I think it's pretty good. So we're going to see what goes on here. Hold on. Here we go. Talking about relationships on the Midwatch with the Rev every Friday and Monday. Oh yeah, baby. The book I've been reading is called The Lies We Believe, Dr. Chris Thurman. It is, I think, the second edition. It is, I think, the first. Let's see. Anyway, it's a good book. It's a very, very good book. It's very straight to the point. It's interesting because it's about 280 pages or so of reading, and it has an appendix and everything in it. He is one of the best-selling authors and popular seminar speaker he is a psychologist, and he does really good on trying to expose lies. And you know that I have Exposing Lies, and what we do is we talk about it. Let me read this to you. It says, in The Lies We Believe, Dr. Chris Thurman helps you understand what lies you believe, how they are damaging your life, and what to do about them. He takes you from the misery those lies cause to the freedom that can only come from one thing, uncovering and defeating them with the truth. So this book, I think, really, really helped me realize a lot of things that I have. I mean, I was sitting with my sister at lunch on Monday, and I told her, hey, we're pretty messed up. There's a lot of things that we are holding on to that is not right. And it's creating a belief mechanism that's going wrong. And I want you to know that we're really concerned. I'm really concerned about how people believe in marriage. I've always talked about different type of shows and stuff that I've done. I've made some crazy titles like Ugly Duckling, Destruction. What was the other words? I don't know. There's so many shows I've done that have some really Destiny or Destruction. That was one of them that I had. That's a good relationship one. Untouchable was another great one. Fairy Tale, all these titles that I made. I try to make things humorous and stuff, but I didn't realize at that time that I was actually exposing certain things, and I didn't see it as exposing lies, because a lot of people think it's cool and it's all right to act a certain way and that it's not going to be a big deal. But I know for a fact that many of us struggle with things we believe. Well, we're going to cover six particular topics, and we're going to try and get through them today, and if we don't get it done in the next 30-45 minutes, we're going to go ahead and save it for another day. But we're going to just read it, and I want you to just take it as for what it is. And we are in Chattango right now. And so if you want to chat with us, and we're going to see what's going on, okay? Well, before we can read it, we're going to be exposing lies. And our clip for exposing lies, you're ready to hear it? It is coming. Here goes. Let's see. Trying to get it going here. Here it goes. I don't know. That one was... Exposing lies. That's what we're going to start doing now. Right now. We're exposing lies.
Please repeat your transmission.
We're exposing lies. We're exposing lies. Exposing lies. That's what we're doing. We're exposing lies today, and we're going to try and expose them right now before you. We're going to talk about marital lies. I want everybody to get a pen out and write down marital lies. Marital lies. That's what we're going to be exposing. The number one lie. We need a drum roll. We need a drum roll. I think I have a drum roll way over here. The drum roll. Number one lie. You want to go from number six? Let's start from six. We'll go from six all the way up to number one. The number six lie is you should be like me. You should be like me. If anyone argue about that, you should be like me. Oh, I don't know if I can handle anyone like me. Praise God. I think I am glad my wife is opposite of me, because I am very demanding. I am always busy. I'm always trying to move things and get things going. And I do rest, and I get into... I'm not going to expose anything about myself, but I'm just saying, I don't want anyone to be like me. Secular truth. Every person is unique and can't be a carbon copy of anyone else. Life would be boring if it weren't that way. And that's true. Every person is unique. It can't be a carbon copy of anyone else. I mean, you shouldn't want someone just to like things because you like them. I mean, there's some things you do adjust yourself to, but you shouldn't want to have to do everything the same and be the same, because it would be kind of boring. Theological truth. But in fact, God has arranged the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? 1 Corinthians 12:18-19 in the NIV. Number two. Number five. I shouldn't have to change to make our marriage better. That's the number five lie, is I shouldn't have to change to make our marriage better. Secular truth. Marriage requires change. People who refuse to change stagnate themselves and their marriage. The important issue is deciding what we need to change about ourselves and what we don't. Theological truth. Make every effort to live in peace with all men, to be holy. Hebrews 12:14. Hebrews 12:14. Everybody needs to change, my friend. There is no doubt that when you get married, you are not perfect. Now, a lot of times we think we're perfect. A lot of times we think that we have it all. And I'm going to tell you what. I noticed one thing from a couple that got married a couple of years ago. I had the opportunity to hang out with them for a while. It's no different. People are going to argue. People are going to blame. There's always going to... I think the blame game is the biggest thing that I've always seen happen in marriages. I think I see it all the time. And as you are married, you're going to lose patience for one another. You will. You will see that person do things and you will blame them, or say, oh, why can't you do it right? And stuff like that. And if you're at that fault, you need to change. I'm changing. You need to be changing. Everybody needs to be changing. So you can't say that there is no change, that you don't need to change, but you do. You do. Number four. You owe me for all I do for you. Secular truth. Your spouse doesn't really owe you anything for what you do. You do what you do because at some level you choose to do it. You aren't owed anything for what you choose to do. Theological truth, clothe yourself with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble. 1 Peter 5:5 NIV. You can't say you're not doing what you do in your marriage because you're going to receive any reward or anything to gain from that other person. You do it because you want to do it and because you love that person and your heart wants to be with them. Number 3. You can and should meet all of my emotional needs. Ooh, this one's cool. You can and should meet all of my emotional needs. No one person can meet all your needs. Your needs can best be met through a variety of sources. My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That's the theological truth. My God will meet all your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Remember, no one person can meet all your needs. That's a myth, my friends. It is a myth to believe. It is a standard that you cannot give to one person, that they can meet every single portion of your needs, because we are needy people. We are emotional. Now, it's good to have someone that can almost meet all your needs and wants to meet all your needs, but they can't meet every need. They're not going to be there all the time. So you got to get that out of your head. You got to get that out of your head. Number 2. If our marriage takes hard work, we must not be right for each other. The analytical person. Oh my, how much has this analytical person kept people from being happy? How much? The analytical person always reasons itself out of a good relationship. Secular truth. Hard work in marriage is the norm, not the exception. It means you and your partner need each other's help to work out personality, flaws, and weaknesses. Let's read that again. Secular truth. Hard work is marriage. Secular truth. Hard work in marriage is the norm, not the exception. It means you and your partner need each other's help to work out personality flaws and weaknesses. Theological truth. Those who marry will face many troubles in this life. 1 Corinthians 7:2-8. Those who marry will face many troubles in this life. 1 Corinthians 7:28. My friends, if you're thinking that you're not going to have problems, then you have the wrong conception of marriage, a wrong perception of marriage. God puts together people, and people need to continue to do what God tells them to do, regardless of the pain and hurt in a marriage. You can't just walk away because things aren't going right. Marriage takes hard work, and in it, with the hard work, is going to build a legacy of love and bring up children that love God. And the number one lie for marital lies is, all our marital problems are your fault. All our marital problems are your fault. My friends, I want you to know this, that God knows exactly that it's not your fault. It takes two to tangle. Secular truth, it takes two to tangle. Marriage problems are rarely one person's fault. Theological truth, you therefore have no excuse who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same things. Let's read that one more time. Theological truth. You therefore have no excuse, you who pass judgment on someone else. For at whatever point you judge the other person, you are condemning yourself, because you who pass judgment do the same thing. Guys, it takes two to tangle. Marriage problems are rarely one person's fault. I don't know how many times we sit down and talk to people about what's going on in their life, and they are quick to blame. Quick to say, I do everything. I try and make them happy. I try and make her happy. I can't handle them. They're so rude to me. Me. Them. My friends, those are our marital lies, and that was exposing that was exposing lies on Midwatch with the Rev, my friends. Midwatch with the Rev. Amen, my friends. Amen, my friends. Well, my friends, it's about that time. We're going to go ahead and cut it short today. I want to thank you so much. There's a whistle, my friends. Thank you so much for listening. I'm sorry that the player, we had problems earlier, so we just did a quick show for you today. We jumped in, we took care of it, and I know that God is going to touch you and bless you. Thank you so much for being a part of this ministry and blessing us as well. And I want to encourage you and to pray for, before we sign out, let me find that email real quick, because I got it, and we're going to just pray for her right now over the air. I think it's Marina, I think. We will find out real quick. Just give me 1 second, and we will get that email up and see what's going on here. Just give me a second. We're going to get that for us, because we need to make sure that we pray for everyone that asks us for prayer. Amen. Like I told you the other day, you don't choose. People choose. God chooses who to send to you to be touched by you. Amen. God chooses. It's not us. And finally, I'm in the email. Here we go. Oh, wait. Wrong email. I have several email addresses, and this one is not the right one. We're going to find it. Give me a second. It's in the prayer email. Hello. The prayer email. We're going to see God do some good things in people's lives. Okay. We're going to pray for Marina. Yeah, I was right. Marina. And we're going to believe that God is going to renew her spirit. We believe that God's going to touch her family and her friends. That God's going to send the right person to her life. In Jesus' name. Father, we lift up Marina right now here on Rev Media Network along with my brothers and sisters. And we believe that God's going to touch all the requests that Marina gave to us. I know our prayer partners are praying for her now. And I know that the people over the air are listening and we're praying as well. God, please bless Sister Marina. In Jesus' name, we pray. Bring healing and give her confidence in every relationship that comes upon her life, both those with friends and family and those with the right man. For our husband. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you again for listening to Midwatch with the Rev. And that's it for us, my friends. That's it. We'll see you next time on Monday. You have a great weekend. God bless you. For those that are off and those that are working, we'll be praying as well. God bless you. Bye-bye. Thank you.